Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The halls of the Capitol are empty, the House and Senate chambers are silent, and legislators have all returned home. But the echoes of the 2025 legislative session continue to reverberate throughout the building. And though the legislature may be gone, the governor and his staff are still hard at work, analyzing the last of the bills, deciding which to sign, which to veto, and which to allow to become law without his signature. One of those that he signed on Tuesday was House Bill 682, the Detransitioner's Bill of Rights, a top priority for us, which interestingly claimed the title as the very last bill to be passed by the legislature before they adjourned the session. The bill deals with a growing problem and is one of a series of similar bills that have been passed by legislatures in multiple states. The problem is what to do with the increasing numbers of victims of so-called gender-affirming care who regret having undergone gender transition procedures and want to detransition back to their original gender. Unfortunately, the reality is often a scenario akin to Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. Those who want to detransition are quickly realizing that it's a one-way street, both in terms of the procedures themselves, which are often irreversible, how do you undo a double mastectomy, and in terms of the financial resources necessary to detransition. That's because the entire industry, both medical facilities and insurance providers, are focused on only one thing, transitioning. When someone wants to detransition, they throw up their hands and say they don't do that. A perfect example is the case of Abel Garcia, who wanted to become a female. His insurance company paid for breast implants in 2018, and within months, Garcia regretted his decision. In his words, he said, quote, "I had to ask myself, what was I doing? No matter what I was going to do, whether I continued transitioning, whether I took all of the hormones in the world, had every surgery to look as much like a woman, I realized that I would not be a woman. I would just be a man either cosplaying as a woman or doing a caricature of what I believed a woman was." End quote. When he asked his insurance company to pay for his implant removal, they refused, saying that it was not medically necessary. Garcia was stuck. The same system that was so eager to help him transition turned its back on him when he decided to detransition. This is bad when it happens to an adult. It's even worse when it happens to a gender-confused minor who undergoes irreversible gender-transforming procedures that leave them sterile or physically mutilated. That's why a decision by yet another left-leaning activist judge is so frustrating. This week, Judge Jason Marks of Missoula became the third Montana judge to rule against a legislative ban on irreversible sex change procedures on minors. Over half of the states and entire countries in Europe have now banned these types of procedures on minors because kids are too immature to fully process the long-term consequences of sterility and are therefore unable to give informed consent. Fortunately, the tide is turning. More and more medical professionals are speaking out against these procedures, and victims are coming forward. We applaud Governor Gianforte for signing House Bill 682 so that the victims of so-called gender-affirming care can begin to get the help that they deserve. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.